弟兄姊妹把圣经翻到罗马书一章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书一章，我们今天讲的经文是罗马书一章二十六到三十二节。
We'll be looking at verses 26 to 32.
翻到以后，我想我们用提音的方法，弟兄念上书节，姊妹念单书节，我们一起念这一段经文。
And when you have turned there, let us read responsibly. The brothers read the even verses and sisters read the odd verses.
罗马书一章二十六节，弟兄请。因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们把女人纳入
为妻。
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
充满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒、满心是嫉妒、凶杀、争竞、诡诈、毒恨，
又是残毁的、咒诅人的、冤恨神的、辱犯人的、骄傲的、自夸的、孽障恶心的、违背父母的、无知的、
被虐的、不亲情的、不怜悯人的。
他们虽然知道神判定行这样的事的放大的时候，然而他们不但自己的喜情，也喜欢别人的喜情。好，我们低头祷告。天父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us your precious word.
借着你的话语，我们知道我们在地上该如何行。
And through your word, we might know what we ought to do here on earth.
我们知道哪些事情是我们不可以去行的。
And so that we know what are the things we ought not to do.
哪些事情我们是必须积极的去行。
And what are the things we ought to do diligently.
让我们能够有个标准，能有个真理来指导我们的生活。
So that we might have a true baseline.
能够让我们成为一个讨你喜悦的人。
That we might be those who are pleasing in your sight.
求上帝赐福下面这段时间。
And will you bless the following time?
让你的话语向我们开启。
That your word might be opened to us.
让我们在你的话语中得帮助。
That we might be greatly helped by your word.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。阿们。我们上一次讲到，讲的是罗马书一章十八到二十五节。如果我们看罗马书十八到二十五节，保罗所讲的就是有关我们信仰的事情。
When we look at verses 18 to 25, we'll see that Paul speaks of things of matters of the faith.
今天我们讲罗马书二十六到三十二节。
Today we will look at verses 26 to 32.
这后面的这二十六到三十二节，保罗讲的是我们生活的事情。
And here Paul is speaking of matters of our living, our life.
保罗先讲有关信仰的事情，再讲生活的事情。
So Paul first speaks of faith, and then he speaks of.Ethics of what we, how we ought to live out.
这告诉我们，如果没有正确的信仰，我们不可能有好的行为，能够蒙上帝悦纳的好行为。
And what this tells us is that without a proper faith, we cannot have good works. We cannot live in a way that pleases God.
如果我们没有正确的信仰，不论是真正的上帝，我们所做的，在人看来，哪怕是好事。也是上帝所厌恶的。
If we do not have a proper faith, and if we do not know the true God, then whatever we do, even if it is honorable in the sight of men, this will bring fury and anger to God.
只有真正的认识上帝，在上帝的真理中，才能够真正的指导我们，我们应该有的道德的品质、准则。
And it is only when we know the truth in God's word that we then can have an appropriate standard for how we ought to live.
可以这样说，人有怎么样的信仰，你就会有与这个信仰相符合的生活，道德生活。
What we can say that another way, whatever faith you have, then you will have a lifestyle, a living out that corresponds with that.
我们不要在那里想，我不能是上帝，我有很糟糕的信仰，但是我还能有很好的道德生活，这是不可能的。
And so let us not think, oh, well, I don't believe in God, but or my faith is very is terrible, but I can still live an ethical life.
所以今天我的讲道仍然会从信仰开始。
And so this is why our sermon will begin on matters of the faith.
我们看第二十四节说。
Let's take a look at verse 24. It says,
神任凭他们存着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。
Therefore, God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves.
为了理解这节经文中的情欲是指什么情欲，我们必须看它的上文二十三节。
First, understand what the lust of the heart of their hearts is. We must look at the context and look at the preceding verse, verse 23.
二十三节说，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像。仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽、昆虫的样式。
It says, and exchange the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things.
这一节经文告诉我们，那些人将世上的被造物，把他神的荣耀放在那些被造物的身上。
Here, so we see that humanity has taken the glory that belongs to God.And they have placed it instead upon created things.
在二十四节下文，二十五节中有同样的教训。
And we see it in the context in the following verse, verse 25. The same thing is spoken of.
他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬拜侍奉造物主。
Because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator.
二十五节经文所说的也是对偶像的敬拜和侍奉的事情。
And here, verse 25 speaks of the same worship of idols.
因此，二十四节情欲这个字是指人们对偶像敬拜和侍奉的欲望。
And so then we see the lust of the hearts, of their hearts in verse 24 refers to the desire of humanity to worship idols.
人不愿意去敬拜侍奉真神、真上帝，却去愿意去敬拜那些虚谎的偶像，自己所想象的上帝。
And humans refuse to worship and serve the true and living God, and so instead they desire to worship and serve alive, worship things that are created.
因为人敬拜自己想象的偶像，使自己的心可以得到满足。
And because when humans worship that which is of their own hearts creating, then this can satisfy the desires of their own hearts.
但在今天的经文第二十六节的情欲是指向人肉体的欲望。
But today, in verse 26, these passions refer to the passions of the human's fleshly nature.
因为二十六节以下，保罗所谈的都是人们生活的状态。
Because verses 26 and following, in these verses, Paul speaks of the consequences of living out.
都是人不认识真上帝，不认识真理的。会有的行为方式。
And these are the works and deeds of those who do not know God.
因此说，人一旦失去了正确的信仰，他们的生活都会陷在最终。
And in other words, when humans reject the true faith, then their lives will sink into sin.
在上一次讲到的时候，我提过有两种错误信仰。 的状况。
In our last sermon, I spoke of two ways in which there can be false faith or false religion.
一种是异教的信仰。
And one is that of a cult.
它称为异教，自然和基督教格格不入。
Or heresy, and so then they're as they continue to split apart from the real Christian faith, they go toward heresy.
我们基督教都认定只有一位上帝，独一的上帝。
Christians recognize that there is only one God.
那么任何异教所敬拜的上帝必然都是偶像。
And therefore, any of the gods worshipped by false religions or cults, these, or heretical churches, these are then, by definition, false gods.
甚至可以说，他们越敬虔，越得罪真上帝。
Or to put it another way, then such heretical churches, the more pious they are in their worship, then the more displeasing to God they are.
因为他们的敬是对着偶像的敬虔。
Because their piety, their devotion is toward a false, an idol.
对于异教徒，对于异教这样的信仰，我想弟兄姊妹都很容易做出正确的判断。
And so with these false religions, I trust that brothers and sisters here can make the proper judgment concerning them.
另一种的错误的信仰是打着基督旗号的基督教异端的信仰。
So rather than, so the first kind are false religions. The second kind are actually that the heretical or cult-like religions that claim to be Christians.
因为他们嘴中也经常说主啊主啊的。
Because they frequently speak Lord, Lord.
因为他们手中也拿着这本圣经。
Because they too hold in their hands the Bible.
所以说他们有很大的迷惑性。
And so therefore they are able to deceive many.
如果我们没有真正的掌握住福音的真理，就很容易被他们迷惑。
And so if we do not grasp the truth of the gospel, then we will easily be led astray by them.
在我回中国之前，就前一段时间，我还没回去之前，我就听说我们支持的教会中有一个姊妹就被新天地教会掳去了。
And before I left for China, during that time, I heard that a sister in one of our churches, she has already been led astray to the New Heavens and New Earth cult.
当时我回去以后，我想我还真的和她见个面，看看她到底到了什么程度，能不能拽回来。
And so I figured that when I went to China, that I would go visit her to see.To what extent she can be misled and if she can be brought back.
但是由于疫情的发生，我都没有见到她的面。
But in light of the coronavirus, I was not able to meet her.
我回来以后听说，韩国武汉疫情爆发了。
And when I came back, I heard that the coronavirus hit Korea pretty hard.
其中一个原因就是染上性。冠状病毒的六十多对姊妹去参加教会的聚会。
And that's because of 60 some sisters who went to a worship service.
参加新天地教会的聚会，而且去了两次。
And it was to this new heavens and earth kind of cult, and then these women attended twice.
结果是教会的40多人都染上了这个病毒。
And so it was.That 40 some congregants then contracted this virus.
染上病毒还不是最大的问题。
And getting this virus wasn't even the biggest thing.
最大的问题，他们染上病毒了，他们不去医院。
And what made things worse is not only did they contract this virus, but they refused to go to the hospital.
因为他们教会的教导是，在我们教会聚会的人不会染上病毒。
And that's because their church's teaching told them that they won't receive the coronavirus.
你如果去医院了，让别人知道你是染上病毒了，他们就会把你看成是教会的异类。
And then, so when someone would go to the hospital, then they would view that person as a traitor, as an outcast of the church.
所以染上病毒的人也不情愿仍然在教会，所以说问题就越来越严重。
And so then these people, when they received the coronavirus, then they didn't go to the hospital, then continued to go to the church, and so the situation devolved quickly.
这件事让我们看到一个错误的信仰，一个错误的教导，会使许多人甚至一个国家陷入到危险的状况中。
And so we can see that this is a good example of how a wrong religion, a wrong faith can lead to disastrous consequences, including having a virus spread to a whole country.
我们是不是看到这种错误的教训很危险？
And so if we not see that such wrong theology, if you will, is very dangerous.
但是我要告诉弟兄姊妹，我们所看到的危险还不是这个错误教训的真正的危险。
And I want to tell us that this danger, that the true danger is not even this danger that we see.
错误教训真正的危险是我们看不见的，它会影响我们一生，影响我们整个属灵生命，会影响到我们能不能进天国的事。
Instead, this wrong theology that I'm referring to is this is something that we cannot see, and yet such false religion will affect whether or not we can go to heaven.
如果错误的教训，我们得病了，我们死了，但是我们还是能进天国，这还不是最大的问题。
And so, if there is a false understanding, but perhaps we receive a disease and then we die, but we can still go to heaven, then this is not even the most serious case.
因为每一个人都要死的，你最多比别人多活50年，多活100年，你还是要死的，对吧？
Because we all must die, right? So some of us perhaps can live 50 years longer, even 100 years longer, but we all will face death.
但是死后与永远的国度毫无关系，那才是最大的问题。
But after death, if we have nothing to do with the eternal kingdom, then that is a big problem.
所以我们要警惕，我们要站在一个正确的信仰上。
And so we must be alert and careful and carefully rest upon a true faith.
我想我们每个基督徒必须提高我们对基督教异端的识别能力。
And so I believe that as Christians, we all must continue to grow in our discernment, to discern about what is heretical or heterodox.
如果我们没有这样的识别能力，我们很可能就是被这些异端所掳去的人。
Because if we lack this discernment of false of these false heresies and cults, then we may be the ones who will be led astray into these heretical cults.
我们教会持守的信仰是新民信仰准则。
And the faith that this church holds to is that listed in the Westminster Standards.
那是因为新民信仰准则延续了2000多年基督教正统信仰的重要教义。
And this is because the Westminster Standards has preserved and kept to the faithful church tradition of the past 2,000 years.
如果新民信仰准则是基督教正统信仰的重要教义，那么这个信仰准则也可以兼比增加基督教的一个重要实践史。
And then if the Westminster Standards lays out the proper faith, then it can also then serve as a litmus test to see if, whether or not something is truly biblical.
所以我们不要看有些人说啊，我是基督教，更有甚者说啊，只有我们教会才是真正的教会。
And so there might be some that say, oh, you know, I'm a Christian, and only our church is the true church.
我们不要听这种空空的宣告。
And let us not listen to these empty and in vain words.
我们需要他们拿出他们的信仰告白。
We need for them to bring out their confession of faith.
如果他们的信仰告白完全与新民信仰准则毫无关系。
If their own confession of faith has nothing to do with the Westminster Standards.
我们就可以知道他们称为基督教教会，这是假冒的，是不是真的。
Then we can know that such a church, they are actually a false church and they have nothing to do with the truth.
他们不应该称自己是基督教教会。
And they ought not to consider themselves a Christian church.
但是在现实当中，这样的教会，他们不会承认自己不是基督教教会。
But of course, in reality, these churches will not claim that they are not Christian.
甚至有的这样的教会，他还要说自己是改革宗教会。
And now, even some of these churches might even claim them to be Reformed churches.
像他们是哪个名称在世上有名望，他就把自己往那个名分上套。
And so these churches, they will claim whatever label is currently popular or influential.
那他事实上他根本不看重基督教的那些传统的正确的教义。
But in actuality, such churches do not even care for any of the proper teachings or the proper traditions of the church, of Christianity.
既然有这样的教会存在在这个社会里，
And so when these churches, given that they do exist in society.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你要离开我们教会，我不是说你不可以离开。
If you have to leave this church, and we're not saying you can't leave this church.
但是你要清楚知道你去的教会是什么样的教会。
Then you must, know clearly what kind of church you then go to.
不要只是根据你自己的喜好。
And so, do not just go to a church that, that is in accordance with your own personal tastes.
说句实话，我们喜好的东西都和圣经相违背的。
And, if we speak frankly, then our desires are always, contrary to that description.
我不是替低看弟兄姊妹的属灵生命，因为连我都是这样。
And I'm not looking down at the faith of you brothers and sisters, because I am including myself.
如果人天生的喜好都是合乎圣经的，那我们传福音就很容易很容易了。
And if the natural inclinations of humans is in accordance with the Bible, then evangelizing will be so simple.
现在传福音这么困难，就是因为人的喜好是完全和圣经相违背的。
And so spreading the gospel is so hard now because of the fact that our desires are contrary to the scriptures.
所以说。像我们岁数大的好像不会离开这个教会了，这个教会好像就是我们感觉是我们死也要死在这个教会里的感觉。
So perhaps for some older brothers and sisters, we will not leave this church, and if we must die, we will die in this church.
因为就我们的岁数，就我们能力，我们很难再迁移了。
Because, given our age and, where we are in life, it is hard for us to leave this church.
我这里说作为年轻人，你要迁移，你要搬家，或者你一定要找一个好的教会。
And so, young people, then what I'm saying is, if you are to move away, then you must find a good church.
你要看他们教会的信仰告白。
You need to examine that church's statement of faith.
不但要看他们教会的信仰告白，还要看他们教会的传讲是不是根据信仰告白来传讲。
And then not only must you look at their confession or statement of faith, but you must also see if their preaching corresponds to their confession.
我们教会从组建到今天，我们一直强调一件事。
And from the founding of this church until today, our church emphasized one thing.
就是任何人都不允许传讲不符合教会信仰告白的信息。
And that is no one can proclaim that which is contrary.To the standards of this church,
包括牧师和长老
including the pastor and elders.
教会的信仰告白是大家所认同的，是2000年历史所延续下来的。
The confession of faith is something that everyone has agreed to, and this is something that the church has reflected the teaching of the church for 2,000 years.
如果有人传讲的信息不符合我们教会的信仰告白，其实就是对教会的弟兄姊妹的不尊重。
And if someone were to proclaim a gospel that is contrary to such a confession of faith, then this would be to disrespect the brothers and sisters of this church.
教会正统的信仰告白是我们信仰的根基和磐石。
And this confession of faith, this is our bedrock and our foundation.
一旦离开了这个根基，就离开了耶稣基督的福音。
Once we leave this foundation, then we would leave the gospel.
就成为一个与天国无缝的人。
This would be someone who has nothing to do with the kingdom of God.
所以说我们进入到一个新的教会，或者我们搬家要去找教会，我们首先要看他们教会的信仰告白。
When we leave the church, or when we move to another place and we look for a new church, we must examine this confession of faith.
而且这个信仰告白不是仅仅在纸上的，在书上的，这个信仰告白必须是教会真正实行出来的。
And this must not just be a mere confession on paper. But this also must be a confession of faith that's lived out by the church.
因为只有一个正确的信仰，我们才能够成为一个真正和上帝心意的人。
And it's only when we have this proper faith that we can then live in a way that is according to God's will.
我们的信仰其实就是我们人生的分水岭。
And so we can say that our faith is the headwater or the fountain of our life.
如果你在信仰上追求到一定程度，你就会知道，你和别人的分野，你和别人不能够和别人很好的沟通，就是因为信仰不一样。
And when we attain to a certain level of maturity and we realize that there's an extent in which we cannot communicate or be on the same page as others, it is because of the difference in faith.
如果我们只是在吃什么、喝什么、穿什么、住什么上，与别人有分歧，都不会和这个人不会成为朋友。
And so if we're only focusing on things of what we eat, what we drink, what we wear, and because of this, we cannot be friends with someone.
很简单，我们的穿戴和别人的穿戴不一样，他看不上我的穿戴，我看不上他的穿戴，但是我们还是可以成为朋友。
Or actually, then we can still be friends because, you know, perhaps I don't like the way such a person dresses. They don't approve the way I dress. And yet we can still be friends.
但是如果我的信仰和他的信仰完全格格不入，你是不可能成为朋友的。
But if my faith is antithetical, is contrary to that person's faith, then there's no way we can be friends.
所以说，我们要很认真的来知道自己所信的是什么。
And so as a result, then we must carefully seek out what it is that we believe.
好，我们现在回到今天的26节到32节的经文。
So we now return to today's passage, verses 26 to 32.
在第26节说，神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲。
For this reason, God gave him up to dishonorable passions.
前面我已经说过了，这个情欲是指肉体的情欲。
And as I mentioned above, beforehand, this refers to the passions of the flesh.
人因着有这样的情欲，就会犯各种各样的罪。
And those with such fleshly passions will commit all sorts of sin.
保罗在29节到31节这三节中经文中，共列举了21种罪。
Paul lists in verses 29 to 31 21 kinds of sin.
今天我不会对这21种罪做出解释。
And today I will not go through this catalog of 21 sins.
在保罗列举这21种罪之前，在26、27节两节经文中，保罗特别列出了一种罪。
Before this list of 21 sins, Paul lists out one particular sin in verses 26 to 27.
可见，这里所指的那一种罪是多么的重的罪。
And so therefore, then, this shows that the sin listed here is a grave sin.
当我们不带任何诠释来看这两节经文。
And so when we view these verses without prejudice,
就会很清楚地知道保罗在这里所说的是同性恋的罪。
Then we can see clearly that the sin listed here is the sin of homosexuality.
加尔文在诠释这两节经文的时候说道。
As Calvin commented on these two verses, he writes,
作为头一个例证，他指保罗提出反自然誓约的可怕罪行。
And as the opening sin, that this illustrates the horror of going against creation, against nature.
这证明人不但把自身弃教于野兽般的情欲，而且甚于动物。
This is that these men are not only like beasts, but their sin is indeed very great.
一反自然的整个秩序。
And they turn upside down the whole natural order.
而且这种误会，甚至连野兽都觉得弃嫌。
And in other words, that even this is what the wild beast would find contrary.
就是说，连同性恋的罪，这一件罪，连野兽都觉得可耻这件事。
In other words, that the sin of homosexuality is something that even wild beasts and animals would find wrong.
当人堕落在最终的时候，在人身上原本上帝的形象，在某些人身上的某些方面完全失去了。
Then humanity in their sin, this is in the fall, this has caused some aspects of their image of God to be completely lost.
他们所行的还不如那些没有上帝形象的野兽。
And their actions are cannot compare even to are worse than those beasts who do those animals who do not have the image of God.
如果一个人不尊重自己身上所有的上帝的形象，那是对上帝最严重的亵渎。
Then if someone rejects the image of God upon them, then this is the greatest offense against God.
所以我们就知道，圣经是严严的斥责的就是同性恋的罪。
And so we see that the scriptures are clearly speak strongly against the sin of homosexuality.
虽然现在社会上好像对这个罪没有多大的谴责，但是我们作为基督徒，作为基督教，我们必须在这里根据圣经，我们要严严的谴责这个罪。
And so, even though the society today, the society around us, makes very light of this sin, yet as Christians, then we must treat this sin gravely.
我们可以接纳同性恋到我们教会，但是你必须悔改。
And we can welcome those with same sex attraction come to our church, but they must repent.
如果你不悔改，你觉得这是正常的，我们不欢迎你。
But if you refuse to repent and you think this is normal, then we will not welcome you.
第二十八节，他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们行邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
Verse 28, and since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done.
这些经文告诉我们，同性恋之所以成为同性恋，那是他们行了不合理的事情。
And so here it tells us that those who commit homosexuality, that they do that which is illogical, irrational.
他们所行的不合理的事情，依据加尔文的说法，他们是一反自然的整个秩序。
When they do what is irrational, then to use the words of Calvin, that they completely upend the order of creation.
自然的秩序是上帝造人时 放在人心里的良知。
And then this, when God created humans, and they have given us a sense of this natural order.
人因着有这样的良知，才能够正常的生活。
And indeed, God has given that reason, and it is by reason that humans can then live.
过去没有人教导，起初的婚姻是一男一女，一夫一妻。总是的伴侣的关系。
And even before, when there was no teaching of how the marriage between one man and one woman.
所以说，婚姻的一男一女、一夫一妻、总身伴侣的关系，是上帝放在人心中的良知，就这么执行的。
Instead, this was something that God has placed in within the reason of man, so that they would know.
然后随着人的罪恶越来越严重，
and so as humans depravity became more and more,
一夫一妻的关系在该隐的第五代拉麦身上就被破坏了。
Then in the fifth generation from Cain, in the life of Lamech, then this marriage of one husband and one wife, this has already been broken.
一夫二妻就从拉麦开始。
In other words, this was a bigamy or one husband and two wives.
我们不知道同性恋是什么时候开始的。
We do not know when homosexuality began.
但是我们知道，保罗时代的同性恋已经非常的盛行了。
But we do know that in Paul's time, homosexuality was already very common.
作为一个人，他有做人的根本规范。
And so as a human, there are a certain amount of standards.
如果一个人违背了做人的基本规范，他就不应该被视为是人。
And then if someone that does not conform to these basic standards, then they are not even fit to be called humans.
他所犯的罪失去了做人的资格。
And so then such a sin, it prevents them from, they no longer have the right to call themselves human.
我们看到圣经提到所有的罪都是做了不合理的事情。
And in the scriptures we see that all sins are that which is irrational, that which is against human reasoning.
称为不合理的事情，因为这破坏了上帝造人时所设立的秩序。
And that they are irrational because they have completely contradicted or gone against God's creational or natural ordering.
这个秩序也可以称为规范或者规矩等等。
This we can talk about in a certain standard or rules or laws.
就是对人划定一个界限。
Or in other words, these are the boundaries that God has set for man.
人所有最基本的一个特征。
These are that which the basic things which sets humans apart.
人具有这个特征，就可以与兽做出区别。
And so these things that are unique to humans, such unique things separate them from the animals.
加尔文说，他们的行为连野兽都觉得忌嫌。
And what Calvin says is that that their actions is something that even animals find wrong.
这就是说，他们甚至连野兽的某些特征都失去了。
In other words, that even the standards or the character, the basic qualities, characteristics of animals, even this they have already gone against.
虽然野兽没有道德的准则，但是他们也没有堕落到同性恋的程度。
And so even the humans, even the beasts and animals do not have an ethical code, yet they have not fallen depraved to such a level of homosexuality.
保罗说，你能把顺性的应处变为逆性的应处。
And so here we see that Paul says that they have exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature.
女人丢弃了上帝当初造女人时所赋予她的特性。
So we see that an event, the women exchange after them for those that are contrary to nature, and then likewise gave up after the women's women.
圣经说，男人也是如此，弃了女人，顺性的孕妇。男人也丢掉了上帝造他时赐给他管理世界的权柄，不尽到他应尽的责任。
And then so men then also gave up their natural right to lead and protect, and so they also lost in that.
所以说他们都没有尽到自己应该尽的本分。
And so neither men nor women lived up to the duties that were required of them.
没有尽到上帝所设立人的范畴里面该尽的责任。
And because they neglected their responsibilities.
就像今天的经文所说的，他们就在自己的身上受这枉为当得的报应。
And so we see that these people, as a result, were given over to receive in themselves a due penalty for their error.
就是用我们今天的方言那个话说，就是艾滋病在他们身上发动了。
And so, to speak in today's parlance, this would be, for example, the AIDS upon them.
他们死去还不是最严重的问题，最严重的问题是他们死去以后，因为他们和上帝没有关系，因为他们犯罪，所以他们死去以后是进入地狱的人。
But even if they were to die, death is not the greatest problem. The problem is that even after death, that they will be those, because they do not have a relationship with God, and they will go to hell.
所以说同性恋是一种罪。
So homosexuality is one kind of sin.
把人格降到了很低很低。
And has taken humans to a very debased level.
上帝要求人的规条规范。人完全降上去了。
And so all these standards that God has set, boundaries that God has set for humans, these humans have brought themselves very low.
这是一种罪。
This is one kind of sin.
这是我们要时常提醒自己的，我们不要把自己的人格，把自己的那个身份降下去。
And so this is something that we must remind ourselves often, not to debase ourselves.
当然还有另外一种罪。
But of course there is another kind of sin.
就是人越过了自己的规矩的界限。
But that is a sin where humans then transgress and they go above and beyond their boundaries.
想成为自己不可能成为的人，不可能成为的人。
So they seek to become that which they cannot become.
这就是当初亚当和夏娃所犯的罪。
And this is the sin that Adam and Eve committed.
他们越过了自己规矩的界限。
They have transgressed the boundaries of the law, of what it means to be human.
想要成为像上帝一样知道善恶。
And now they want to be like God, knowing good and evil.
他们也堕落在罪中。
And so they too also fell into sin.
因此我们要知道，每个人都有自己的行为规范。
And so, of course, we must understand that everyone has boundaries and standards for their actions.
如果我们没有达到规范的要求，如同性恋者就是犯罪。
Then, if we do not attain to these basic standards, for example, as in the case of homosexuality.
如果我们想越过自己的规范的界限，也是犯罪。
Then it is sin. And if we are to seek to exceed these boundaries and limitations, then that too is sin.
如亚当和夏娃一样。
And this is this is the case in Adam and Eve's life.
所以每一个人都需要自己我们所在的位置的权利范围和权利的责任。
And so this is why that every one of us needs to understand our place and all the responsibilities and duties required of that place.
比如你在公司上班。
For example, if you are if you're working in a company.
你就是一般的工作人员。
And you're just a regular employee.
你就要完成上面的人交给你的工作。
then you must then accomplish the task given to you from your superiors.
你说哎呀，他可笨了，我不服他。
Or if you, but if you think, ah, he's stupid, so I'm not going to listen to him.
你不服他，他交给你的工作你也要做，这是你的责任。
And even if you think you're better than him and all that, whatever he gives for you to do, that's what you must do, because that's your responsibility.
不能因为你认为你的老板比你笨，你就不做他分配你的工作。
And you can't escape this task just because you think that your boss is dumber than you are.
这可能在公司的这种现象比较少。
And perhaps this is less common in our jobs.
因为你两三次这么一做，老板就把你开除了。
And again, this is probably rare because if you refuse the task given to you, after two or three times, you'll probably be fired.
但是你也不要越过自己的范围。
But you must also not exceed your own boundaries.
一直去指导你的老板，你应该怎么做。
Or and to keep on telling your boss, ah, this is what you ought to do. This is how you should do this.
你不会成为一个好的职员。
You will not be a good employee.
所以我们每个人都要知道自己的位置。
And so therefore, all of us must know our place.
如果你是在公司里是老板，你就要负起老板的责任。
Then if you are a boss, or you're a manager in a company, then you must then. You must take on the responsibility of a manager.
你不是，你也不要越位去做那些事。
And then, if you are not a manager, then you ought not to transgress the boundary lines and try to do things try to manage things.
每个人在自己的位置上没有尽到责任或者越位，都是行不合理的事情。
And so when humans either do not fulfill their obligations and repeatedly try to exceed that, in all things this is against reason.
其实在我们生活中有许许多多这样的事情。
And yet in our lives, it is frequently the case that these things happen.
我们会碰到很多这样的事情。
And we will encounter many things like this.
举个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
在这里我们基本上每个人都会开车。
For example, all of us know how to drive. Basically, all of us know how to drive.
在有些车道上有左拐线。
And some, on some roadways, there are left turn lanes.
但是它没有左拐灯。
But they don't have a left turn signal.
有时候一方灯。
And sometimes, right when it becomes green light.
停在左拐线上，车一下就穿出来。
And then.Cars parked in the left turn lane suddenly rush out.
他要抢在前面对方直行线的车之前拐过去。
They want to quickly turn through and then go past the lane coming in the opposite direction.
如果对方直行车也是个急性子的人。
And if the driver in the opposing.In the opposing way is also someone who is kind of very jumpy and quick.
在加州我就碰到一个这样的事情。
And in fact, something happened. Something similar happened in California.
在加州开车的人，比如说比这里人野。
They say that drivers in California are kind of just more outrageous than those here.
他野，但是他都是在规矩里做事。
They might drive in a kind of crazy manner, but they do all things according to the law.
所以直行车一看我绿灯，咔，油门马上加上去了。
And so when the driver kind of saw the green light, then they quickly pressed on the gas.
左拐车想抢，结果没抢上，咚撞上了。
And so a car stopped to turn, make a left turn, but wasn't able to make it, and boom, there was a collision.
在这里开车。一般直行车一看左拐车哗出来了，他就马上收油门了，减速了。
And whereas here, when they see someone rush out of the left lane, they generally try to decelerate.
但是加州的人开车，他不会想我要踩刹车的事。
But drivers in California, they wouldn't think to step on the brake.
我是绿灯，我就是油门一下踩到底的，我不管的。
California said, "Well, I have the green light. I have the right of way. I am going to to step on the gas.
然后我们就会看到出车祸。
And so then we will see a collision.
谁的责任？
Whose responsibility is it?
显然是左拐车的责任。
Clearly, it is the person in the left coming out of the left turn lane.
因为按规矩你是不能走的。
Because technically, the straightway has the right of way.
你是破了规矩的。
And then you have broken the law.
但是在这里的情况呢就不一样。
But here, the situation is different.
这里有的时候直行车就等着让左拐车先拐。
Here, sometimes people, they actually wait for the left turn, for those who left turn to make a left turn first.
如果左拐车是一个比较愿意抢的人，他就拐过去了。
And if the person in the left turn lane is someone who is,
不过像我这样，像我这样开车的人，我一看我就不管。
But as for me, when I see someone like this, I don't.
他让我管，我不管，就在这么对着。
That if he allows,
他说你会打大灯，那你走。
Even if someone allows me to make a left, I will not make a left. Even if they were to flash their hazards.
其实这也是直行车不守规矩。
Strictly speaking, this is also they're not following the rules.
该你走你不走，耽误时间。
Because when it is your right of way and you don't go, then you're actually causing delay for everyone.
有时候就会听到直行车后面有车就按喇叭了。
A lot of times, then you.
因为你应该你走你不走，凭什么不走啊？
You frequently hear a driver beep behind that car because if you're supposed to go, why aren't you going?
所以就耽误时间了。
And so it causes delay for everyone.
后面就不愿意了。
And then the person in the back then is not happy about it.
我记得我在这里发现有过去左拐线是没有指示灯的。
I remember when I was here that I first realized, wow, there wasn't a specific left turn signal for some left turn lanes.
过段时间我又跑到那里去，我一看左拐灯也有指示灯了。
And then after a while, I go to the same place and realize, wow, they don't have a left turn light.
装了一个左拐的指示灯。
They installed a left turn light.
这是交通部门所装的。
And this is installed by the Department of Transportation.
当这条路左拐的车多了，他一定会装左拐指示灯。
When they realize a lot of people make a left turn here, then they will naturally install a left turn signal.
要不然会影响整个交通。
Otherwise, this will affect general traffic.
因为你左拐车停了车。停到那个左拐线外面去了，直行车就没法走了。
Because once you start lining up and beyond the left turn lane, then cars behind won't be able to go.
所以说，在这种情况下，他们装指示灯就是目的就是一个，为了提高道路的使用率效率。
And so to put another way, then the reason they install this light is to increase the traffic efficiency of the area.
这是政府职能部门的责任。
And this is the responsibility of the Department of Transportation of the government.
作为我们来说，我们就要守规矩。
But for us, we must follow all traffic and moving laws.
该走的时候我们走，该停的时候我们停，这是提高交通效率的最好方法。
And then we ought to go when we ought to go, and we ought to stop when we ought to stop. And this is the best way to maintain or increase traveling efficiency.
我讲这么多就是告诉大家。
And then I went on and on about this, simply to tell everyone.
我们都要按照规矩而行。
That we must live in a lawful way.
唯有大家都按照规矩行。这个社会才会真正的成为和谐的社会。
And when everyone lives obedient and subjected to the law, then this society will be a prosperous one.
这个社会才成为一个高效率的小社会。
And this will be an efficient society.
一个遵守规矩的人就是一个有社会道德的人。
And then someone who follows the law is someone who is, if you will, a socially ethical person.
一个不守社会规矩的人，他不可能成为一个有道德的人。
Someone who refuses to submit to society's laws, will not be, will not be an ethical person.
每个人在社会、在单位、在任何地方都会有一个你的身份。
Everyone in society has a place in society, has a position in society.
我们的身份决定了我们应该守的规矩是哪些规矩。
And that our place, in society then, tells us then what are the laws that apply to us.
该守的规矩不守就是犯罪。
And so, and these, laws and standards, the ones that we ought to keep, when we don't keep them, then we sin.
社会就是在这样每个人都守规矩的情况下很好的运作起来的。
And society, flourishes when, everyone, follows the, standards and laws that are required of them.
教会作为一个组织也应该有它的规矩。
And the church as an organization also ought to have its own laws.
我们不但需要明确清晰的信仰告白。
Now, we don't necessarily need a clear statement of faith or confession of faith.
我们也需要把这个信仰告白实行出来的组织的规范。
And yet, we not only need that, but we also need to live according to the rules laid out by the confession of faith.
哥林多前书十四章四十节说，凡事都要规规矩矩的按照次序行。
And 1 Corinthians 14:10 tells us that all things must be done decently and in good order.
我们教会 PCA 教会指挥章程是依据圣经的原则制定出来的教会指挥章程。
And then the PCA Book of Church Order was formulated in accordance with these principles for everything to be done decently and in good order.
我们教会的规范就是这个章程。
And then if you will, the rules and regulations of this church is our confession of faith.
章程清楚地告诉我们
Sorry, is the book of church order. And the book of church order clearly tells us
教会长老坛是经过会员经过祷告选举出来的信仰上认真追求合乎上帝的心意的弟兄所组成的
And for example, in our PCO, it states that the session, the elders are the men who have been selected by the congregation after much careful care. They are the leaders of the church.
我特别要强调的，这是弟兄姊妹听我祷告的。
And that I want to emphasize that this is that they are selected by the brothers and sisters of the congregation after much prayer.
你认定这位弟兄是在教会中有很好追求属灵生命的人。
And when you deem this brother to be pious before the Lord and to be spiritually mature,
是对真理有清楚认识的人。
Someone who understands the truth clearly.
当我们选出这样的人来做成为长老团，当然长老团就成为教会的带领者。
Then as we select these men and choose them, then naturally they will become the leadership of this church.
长老才是上帝在地上的代言人。
And the session is the leader. The session is comprised of the leaders that God has called to lead His people on here on earth.
他要向上帝负责。
And he will be and these elders will be responsible before God.
既然弟兄姊妹选出来的长老是教会的带领者，那么弟兄姊妹就应该顺服长老团的带领。
And then.Since these men are the ones that the church has chosen to be their leaders, then they ought to then submit to the session.
这是基督徒属灵生命成长的不可缺的路径。
And this is something that is crucial in the progress and maturing of Christians.
如果长老团确实是按照章程这样合理的产生的人。
And if these elders then live in accordance with the principles laid out in the book of church order,
我们不顺服这样的带领人，我们又能够顺跟随谁？跟随谁去追求属灵的成长呢？
Then if we do not submit to such people, then who are we to follow in order to grow in sanctification and spiritual maturity?
所以说，我们这是一个不可缺的路径。
And so this is why.Submission to the session. This is a necessary component of spiritual growth.
当然，作为长老团成员，就应该在圣经上花费时间。
Then, of course, those who are elders, then ought us to spend time studying the scriptures.
对圣经真理有更深的认识。
Continue to grow deeply, more deeply in the knowledge of the Bible.
当然，长老团读经、祷告都要根据我们信仰框架来学习圣经真理。
And of course, in the due course of scripture reading and prayer, all things must be done within the framework of our confession of faith.
我们要长老要思想。如果我们成为弟兄姊妹进入天国的障碍阻碍，那么我们将来会受到上帝更重的审判。
And then, such elders and other things, if we ever become obstacles to people entering the kingdom of God, then we will face judgment from God forever.
当然，长老团也不是上帝，他们也会有错。
And of course, the session is not God, and of course they will err.
当弟兄姊妹发现长老他没有按照上帝的话语来牧养他们的时候，他们完全可以按照章程程序向长老他提出建议。
Then of course, then when brothers and sisters realize that their elders have led them in a way that is contrary to the scriptures, then they can bring this before the elders in a manner outlined in the book of church order.
只是你不可以不按照章程的程序随便议论。
But of course, then.You cannot simply just bring this up in any way you want that is against the Book of Church Orders, rules and regulations.
路加福音十一章十四节到二十三节记载着主耶稣赶鬼的故事。
And here, Luke chapter 11 verses 14 to 23 tells us of the story of Jesus' exorcising demons.
当时犹太人说主耶稣是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
And then.Then people mentioned, claimed that Jesus was driving out demons in the name of the prince of demons.
到了二十三节，主耶稣说：“不与我相合的，就是敌我的；不同我收聚的，就是分散的。”
And here we see in verse 23, "Whoever is not with me is against me," Jesus says. "Whoever does not gather with me scatters."
虽然教会不是主耶稣，但是教会是上帝的家。
Even though the church is not Jesus, yet the church is the house of God.
所以作为基督徒应该要与教会相合。
And so then the Christians ought to be united with one another in the church.
要收聚更多的信徒来到教会。
And then they ought to.To gather in more saints into the family, the household of God.
而不是将教会的弟兄姊妹带离出教会。
And this is not to have brothers and sisters take people out of the church.
任何分散教会的人都不是在侍奉上帝。
So anyone who divides or splits the church is not someone who serves God.
一个信徒只有真正委身在一个教会里。我们的属灵生命才会成长。
Only when a saint dwells in a church can that saint grow spiritually.
第三十二节经文
，verse 32。
他们虽然知道神判定行这样事的人是当时的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
Though they know, this is Romans 1, though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but they give approval to those who practice them.
这些经文告诉我们，有的时候不是我们不知道真理。
This verse tells us that sometimes it's not that we don't know the truth,
而是我们不愿意照着真理去行。
Rather, it's that we refuse to live in accordance with the truth.
许多时候我们知道这是错的
Many times we know it is wrong.
但是因为我们被罪所辖制
But because we have been bound or enslaved by sin,
享受最终之乐
We enjoy the pleasures of sin.
不看重上帝的荣耀，只看重自己的脸面
And then we don't care for the glory of God, so we don't care about our own reputation.
没有认识到我们所做的事所成就的事都是上帝的恩典在上帝恩典中所成就的
and we, we fail to see that all that we do is actually in God's grace.
如果我们没有认识到这一点，我们就会高举自己的成果，彰显自己的荣耀。
If we do not understand this basic truth, then we will start exalting ourselves and the fruit of our works.
圣经说，他们是当死的，行这样的事的人是当死的，他们是要去到地狱的。
And here the Bible says that such people deserve to die. They're going to hell.
我在这里不是说对那些要去到地狱的人说话。
And I am not speaking of those who are doing these things that are going to hell.
我是要对那些喜欢别人去行，就是他们自己去地狱，他们不但自己要行，也喜欢别人要去行的人说话。
And I'm not speaking to those who do things that are to be condemned, but I'm referring to those who not only do that, but also like for other people to do these things deserve to die.
可能我还是没表达清楚。
Perhaps I am not even the most clear.
我说的是，自己那些人自己进了地狱，他也喜欢别人和他一起进了地狱。我就要对那些他们所喜欢的人说话。
And so I'm talking about those people who not only want are going to hell, but also like for other people to go to hell. And so I'm talking to these people.
虽然他喜欢我们和他一起进地狱，但是我告诉弟兄姊妹，你不要随他们的意思行。
And so there are some people who also want others to join them in hell, and I'm saying, when these people want you to go to hell, you ought not to act as they do.
我们自己要在自己的信仰上谨慎。
We must ourselves be watchful and careful in our own faith.
要保守自己的心，跟随圣灵。跟随上帝的话。
And then we must be conservative, and we must also make sure that we follow and observe the Bible and God's word.
我为什么不对那些进地狱的人说话？
And why am I not speaking to those who are going to hell?
因为圣经说了，他们知道，却偏要行。这样的人你怎么劝也劝不回来了。
Because these people know what is right, they refuse to do so. Of course, in these people, they are, you cannot argue them back, you cannot save them.
他们讲起道理来，可能比我们一套一套更多。
And if they were to justify their own behavior, speak about this, they perhaps could come up with more justification than we could.
他们也知道他们是必死的。
They also know that they deserve to die.
然后他们偏要行。
And yet they will still do.
我只是劝那些我们弟兄姊妹不要被那些人所迷惑。
And so instead, I am.Warning brothers and sisters not to be led astray by those people.
所以说，我劝弟兄姊妹，碰到有关信仰的问题，你不要去问一般的人，你要问你信得过的属灵的人。
And so whenever you have a spiritual question, do not ask any regular person, but ask someone that you trust who is spiritually mature, someone that you can fully trust.
只有那些属灵人给你的建议才是能够抵挡那些错误教训。
Only those trustworthy spiritual people can help you defend against these people who practice that which they know deserves to.
好，我们接着祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your precious word.
也谢谢你告诉我们，我们在地上。该如何在信仰中追求你、认识你
？We thank you that your word helps us to know how we ought to live here on earth and to see that.
让我们能够持守做我们的信仰。
That we might be able to guard our faith and live in accordance with it.
到见你面的时候，能够得到你的夸奖，说我们是又忠心又良善的仆人。
That when we meet you face to face, you might call us good and faithful servants.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.